All right. We're just going to go with it.
How's the recording?
It's pretty much the same way that I'm hearing it. But I bounced Skype.
Weird.
Hopefully this helps.
So did I. I bounced Skype and it did some kind of update, so maybe
oh,
it was
yeah,
listening.
I had an update this morning, so maybe we're in sync now.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know why I didn't do it the first time I started it.
Huh. Well,
I
let's
guess
go
we'll
with this,
see.
man. We already did half an hour of recording and and haven't even talked
It's gone.
anything. I should just
We
edit
lost Elliot.
all those clips and put it out. See what people think.
Just make that the episode.
That makes the episode.
Like, that'll be a special, very special episode.
Yeah, very special.
Well, welcome.
Yes,
French podcast.
It's
one more
it's
time, once
it's
again.
It's probably welcome. The Russians trying to listen in on our wonderful podcast.
You know, I wouldn't say that too loud. Because you have various devices around you that are listening in at all times.
That's so true. We've talked about this.
And now you're going to, I don't know what you're going to see in your advertising, comrade. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, we got a lot to cover, man.
Little.
Have you seen Joker yet?
I have not.
What's keeping you from going?
I heard it wasn't that good.
Take your son to it. It actually is the most profitable, well, I guess you could say comic book movie. I don't know if you consider it a comic book movie or not. It's based on a comic book character ever.
All
like
right.
Like profit in terms of what they spent and what they've already earned. That's pretty impressive, Bill. We were talking about like how they made a low budget movie, and now it took the world by storm.
Yeah, it's crazy how I remember when we were first talking about it, we were wondering people are going to go see it, and now it's.
Yeah.
A super smash. I don't think anyone it. And I still haven't seen it, so I can't judge.
You probably won't see it at the theater. You'll probably see it probably around this time on
that
DVD,
is like,
I'd imagine.
I'm guessing I'll be pretty quick to DVD. Because they're going to want to jump on the hype. The hype wagon, keep it going.
Maybe
it's not like the olden days.
It seems like
the olden days.
It's
something
a
used to
while
come out.
Though. Like what just came out on DVD? Like Spider-Man,
cool.
Far From Home came out about 2 months ago. So I guess it's like, I don't know, about 4 or 5 months away from the release, maybe six.
I don't think that's the case, you know.
But it goes to digital first,
look on.
Before it goes to like physical media.
Probably. Here we go, Joker. Doesn't say when it's going to be available, but yeah, Amazon is selling the digital version of it.
Already?
But you can't watch it yet. But you can buy it, but you can't watch it yet.
I was gonna say, wow, that's incredible.
Nah, they're not gonna do that while it's still in
the
theater.
We went
oh, here
to
we
the...
go.
Are you looking for the release date?
Yeah, I'm wondering what the release date is. Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
What was the release date?
I haven't found it yet. December 17th. So in a
Oh,
month.
so right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe
That's probably
I'm.
part of it. I think they're also they want to get on the hype because it's really popular.
Oh, for the Academy Awards,
So
right?
smart. Yeah, they're probably too.
Isn't
But I
it,
think that
isn't the Academy Awards for the entire season of 2019?
yeah, but that's for the it came out in the theaters already. It's eligible. It doesn't have to come out on DVD for it.
Yeah. I think it's going to be
But I think that
nominated for something.
yeah, for sure. They can't ignore a movie that makes that much money.
That's going to be like a Golden Globe or something, at least.
I think it'll win something. Don't know what. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't tell you. I might just wait for the DVD if it's coming out in December. But it's smart because while it's still like super popular in people's minds, they'll be able to get the DVD, and people who didn't go to the theater will DVD because they want to see it.
Yeah.
And Christmas. Because there's a lot of people. They're going to
Well, we went to the
make a lot of
the
money on this.
we went to the theater to see Midway yesterday. And that was really good.
Can't remember if I saw a trailer for that. I think
You know what it reminded me of? You know, we were talking about like Out of the Blue or what, you know, that war book when they were fighting. And there's like certain scenes in that movie that are like, it's they're like total chaos. Like there's just so much going on. And if that's what like they were trying to get across in the comic book, they did a damn good job because it was like that in this movie. Like, you know, they're on the radios and stuff, and it's just everybody's on the
Yeah,
radio and
fine.
they're dive. The dive bombers. I gotta do more. I want to read more comics about like ships. You know, like I usually read like Sergeant Rock and stuff, but no naval stuff. And it's really impressive how they like dive bomb. I mean, it's like a suicide bomb. I didn't realize how close they had to get to be accurate. You know, the closer they are, the more accurate they're gonna be. And the planes just kind of go almost like at 90 degrees down at the ship, and they got it in the target before they release, and they're just getting blasted. You know, all the guns on the ship are like shooting at these planes. It's just
Yeah,
insane.
they're all shooting at him, man.
Yeah. It was an intense. And the thing I liked about this movie is it showed like faulty stuff, like things not going off or them not hitting the target, and it was getting stressful. Because, like, you know, the sub would launch a torpedo and it wouldn't hit. And you're like, God damn it! Yeah, it's
Like,
like.
no.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Like, it makes you, like, wonder how close we could have been to potentially losing the war because of this. I mean, Midway was all about intelligence. And if they didn't listen to this intelligence officer, and he wasn't 100% sure, he was just putting the pieces together. Like the analogy they used, it's like if you're preparing for a wedding and you know that food has been ordered, you know that the best man's have ordered their tux, but you don't know when the wedding's happening, you know? It was pretty
Yeah.
crazy.
See that. This is one of the ones I
Yeah.
want to see.
I was glad I went to see it. The fight scenes were amazing. I mean, they're incredible. I don't think I've seen the original Midway either. So I probably should try to check that out.
I didn't know there was an original.
Yeah. I'm
So it's
gonna
based on
type
another.
Midway
Or it's a
movie
remake.
and see if 1976. I can rent it for $3.99. That one stars Charlton Heston, Henry Fonda, Jace Coburn, and Glenn Ford.
see if I can see Midway.
Oh, there's a movie called.
But you don't know anything about it.
Oh, there's a movie called. Yeah, I want to see this one. Well, I want to see the original, but there's Dauntless, The Battle of Midway. Wow, yeah. that's interesting. Actor. It's got C. Thomas Howell and Judd Nelson. What the fuck is this? Dauntless, The Battle of Midway. And you can rent it for $3.99. I never heard of this one. That one can't be like big budget as the one we just saw.
Oh.
I should watch the documentary. The documentary is available. You could watch two different ones.
The National Geographic one?
Yeah. I might have to do that. There's like a lot of them. Watch now. Amazon Prime's got like a lot of shit. I mean, they got a lot of stuff. You could almost like get rid of Netflix just have Amazon Prime, and you'd never run out of shit to watch.
That's what you're looking for, like the newer series or whatever. You're not gonna find it, but man, the depth of the Amazon stuff, especially the documentaries.
Yeah.
There's so much. You can go down a rabbit hole and just start adding documentaries to your list, your watch list. And it's almost this hole.
Yeah.
Of the stuff you can find that you want to watch. Stuff you've never heard of before. It's amazing. Well,
they have the Final Countdown. Have you ever seen that? With Kirk Douglas and Martin Sheen.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a good one. That one's like a time, like going out of time, like a modern day aircraft carrier going through the Bermuda Triangle and ending back up in World War II. So, did you watch our homework?
I've seen that one a long time.
Did you watch our homework? Oh, God.
I did not.
Damn it.
I didn't have time.
You had 2 weeks. What do you mean? You had half time.
I forgot about it for the first week and a half. Those 2 weeks.
I don't know if you'd have liked it.
I'll watch it right now.
It was, I liked it.
Well, I could be very B-boob. I don't even remember what it's called. Naked Bows on the Farm Slaughterhouse. Am I close?
Demented. If I click on it, it's going to bring me to the movie. I think it's going to play. Oh, no. Demented Death Farm Massacre. If you look for it on IMDb, it comes across as Honey something or another. So it's weird. It's like the name got changed because there's a TV show called Demented Death Farm Massacre. So I don't know why that is. But I didn't. Going into it, I didn't know that it was a trauma film. I didn't know that Lloyd Kaufman had anything to do with it. And he is the producer. Trauma released this. And I like the plot, and I like the main actor, because it's just, I don't know, it's weird. It opens up as there's four people. There's two women, and this is 1971, so the outfits and everything or sideburns, and you know, like we were just babies when this was out, when this came out.
So that's, man, that's an early trauma then.
Yeah. Or it could have been like
a start.
It could have been
you think they picked it up.
Picked it up, yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
But it's interesting because there's John Carradine is like a horror actor, but he's not really in the movie. It's like they edited clips of him in, almost like an Ed Wood style, like when they did Bela Lugosi.
From another movie?
Yeah, it's almost like they got footage from another movie and put it in, and he's basically narrating the movie about like vengeance and sin and how like you're gonna get what's coming to you kind of thing. And that's what the story is about, is these people steal all these jewels from New York, and then as they escape in a helicopter and then swap to a plane, they crash land near, I don't know where they are, in the middle of nowhere, and they steal a Jeep, and they have all these jewels, and all the cops are looking for them. They're on the radio all the time, and they introduce this guy, and he has a coworker, and they sell moonshine, and they're farmers, and I forget what his name is, but he's an awesome character because he believes so much in God that he won't even have sex with his wife, but he sells moonshine, and he like sells it to this one girl who like sells sex, and he like just yells at her the whole time when he delivers the bottle. He's like, "You're always selling your body and you're living in sin, and here's your moonshine. Give me your money." And she's like, "You know you want this. You know you want this." And she's like tempting him with his her ass and everything. And he's like drooling, and he's like, "You're from the devil. You're the devil's spawn." And he leaves, and she says, "Well, you don't have to sell me this stuff." And he just walks out, takes his money. And so he makes a lot of money on moonshine. And meanwhile, while that happens, their Jeep dies down, and they cover it in all these weeds, and they go out to this farm, and the sexiest girl in the whole movie is this guy's wife, the moonshine guy's wife. She's hot. And they get over there, and she's like, "Oh, how can I help you?" And she's hanging clothes, and she invites him into the house and lets him stay there. And the other two girls are like, "We need to take a bath." And they're like, "Well, we don't have a bath. You have to wash yourself in the sink." And they said, "Well, what about the lake?" And they go out to the lake, and they come out in these like really tight bikinis. And she's like, "Oh my God, you guys are sinners." And but what it turns out to be is the farmers have more sensibilities than the actual crooks. And then it turns into this thing where they capture the farm family, and they want to start selling moonshine and hiding their jewels there. And the farmer and his coworker actually turn the tides, but everybody sort of dies except for the farmer's wife, because she kills her husband, because her husband is he wants the jewels at the end, and he said, "I'm just going to take the jewels." So she's left, and I think that's why the title changed to Honey something or another, because that's her name. She's the only one left.
Okay.
Not drinking cheer wine today.
Are you drinking today?
RC Cola.
Oh, I like RC Cola. I'm
Yeah.
drinking Dr. Pepper.
I do have to
Yeah.
say though, the pig
Fine
iron
episode.
soda is better than the RC Cola. But in all fairness, I'm not drinking the RC Cola out of a bottle either. I'm drinking it out of one of those 2 liter soda drinks. So you missed a good movie. Plus, it has like the longest
Sleep.
ass fucking chase scene I've ever seen. It is ridiculous. They should have seriously edited that. It was like ridiculously long with like nothing to gain, because the lead crook is the only one left, and he's chasing the two farmers, and that chase scene lasts at least 20 minutes. And it's like, there's really no point to it other than they're constantly running or driving away from each other. It's pretty insane.
It sounds like extend the length of the movie to make it like full length.
It probably made it was the extra 20, the movie's
How
an
long is
hour
it?
and
Well,
22 minutes, so it
hour
was that
22
20.
minutes.
They said, "We're only going to be like
Right.
a TV show, an hour long show, so let's add this chase scene that's going to be 22
Make
minutes."
it a movie.
Yeah.
Yep. They do. for the 22-minute chase scene. So I know, okay, so when I watch it, I can just, like, fast-forward through the chase scene, then.
Oh, yeah.
The end of the chase scene. Is it a good chase scene? Very exciting?
It depends on why you take it. Like, I enjoyed it. You can't, like, watch this movie in your pretentious mode. You have to watch it in your Lloyd Kaufman mode. Because his movies right. are purposely bad. Like, they do it on... And it's intentional to be a bad actor in a Lloyd Kaufman film. They don't try to really act. They try to overact. I've never seen a Lloyd Kaufman film where they try to act, right?
But how do you try right?
You got choppy. I couldn't hear you. How do I know that? Because no, not 100% of the actors could be that bad.
There has to be one good one in the
box. Yeah, it has to be on purpose.
Interesting. I don't know what the case is. I do have a... Like Kaufman brought out like a making a DVD. Like how to make a movie or something.
Yeah.
So I've never watched that.
Is that what inspired your film?
That's what inspired my
your short film.
Inspired by the works of
Lloyd Kaufman. I don't remember your film except I remember a parking bench, like a park bench. There was a park bench in it, right?
There was a park bench, yes.
Yeah.
That's what stood out to me,
the park bench. Did a lot happen on the park bench?
It was a good park bench scene. That's where one of the girls met a boy on a park bench.
Ah, okay.
And was interested in him. But then very memorable park bench scene.
There you go.
The park bench scene too. Stands out of my mind. It's no Demented Death Massacre Farm.
I was expecting more like when I saw this, I was expecting more like Motel Hell or you know where Farmer Vincent was making the sausage out of people, or I was expecting Mother's Day, where you go into the backwoods and there's these crazy kids that are redneck kids trying to kill people. But it actually was a lot different. This one actually had plot. I'd be curious how
much. It
doesn't
sound like much of a massacre.
Well, everybody died.
True. I guess that's the definition of a massacre.
Yeah. Everybody died except for the woman. And then the other film that I watched was an oldie but goodie, at least one that I like watched when I was pre-high school. What is it called now? I'm curious. I can't remember what it's called.
It's called Stand By Me.
It's with Henry Winkler.
Starfighter.
The Night Shift.
Oh, The Night Shift.
Yeah.
That is
Michael a classic. Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler and Shelley Long. And the premise is they're working the morgue in New York City at night. And it's pretty boring. And he sort of starts seeing the neighbor. And the neighbor's a prostitute. And she just lost her pimp. And a lot of prostitutes are getting beaten up and stuff. So they start running the prostitution ring inside the morgue. Until real pimps can catch up with them. But yeah. It's sort of like a love story between Henry Winkler and Shelley Long, and it's directed by what's his name? Ron
Ron
Howard.
Hap?
Yeah.
It is. One of his early ones, I'm sure. What was that, 1902?
Yeah, I like that movie.
That was one of those movies. Like, when it first came out, like, I was too young to see it. And always wanted to see it, and then finally saw it.
Because it was rated R?
Yeah, because, well, 82, so I was 12. I heard about it. Maybe it played, like, on TV or something at some point.
Yeah.
That might be where I first saw it.
I saw it
but
on
that sticks out
HBO because we had HBO pretty early on, and that's where I think I saw that long time. Plus, at that age in 82,
yeah.
I was hormonally, and they had all these prostitutes. And there's a scene where Shelley Long is like making breakfast in her panties, and I remember like loving that scene. Because Henry Winkler's like just looking at her in the kitchen, and she's just in her panties, and I'm like, wow. And there's not a lot of nudity. I mean, there's a little bit of breasts, but it's at one party when they have a fraternity party in the morgue, and that's like the only nudity that they sort of have, and maybe just a little bit at the very end because Shelley Long goes to work at like some club.
Right, but it's not the focal point.
Yeah.
It's just in larger scenes. So was that what made you watch that? Was it just on and you happened to stumble upon it?
I can't remember if I mentioned it on this podcast or if I was talking about it on another, but I was like, God, I used to love that movie. So I just went on to DirecTV search, and I typed it in, and usually I don't find what I want, and it said it was recording, so I just set my DVR to record it.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you watch since you didn't do your homework? I know you watched Doom Patrol, which wasn't in your homework.
I did watch Doom Patrol. It wasn't in my homework, but I watched like the first, I don't know how many.
Like six.
Episodes of Doom Patrol. For six? I don't think I watched more than six. I don't remember how many. It's good. I like it a lot. I'm a big fan of it.
I haven't started it yet, but what do you like
I don't
about
know.
It?
I don't know what the reception of it was.
Oh, people liked it. It made a second season.
Yeah, it's good. And there's a lot of swearing in that show.
Well, there's a lot of swearing in all those shows. So are you are you watching it on DVD then?
Yeah, DVD.
How many episodes are there? 12?
So I used to read. I think something like that, yeah. I don't know the exact. Somewhere around there. But it's good. And I used to read Troll back in the 90s. But it's been. I haven't read it in a long time, so. I can't tell you how it sticks to the original. But it makes me want to go back and read. I think I have a almost run of Doom Patrol, so I should go back and do a rereading of Doom Patrol. But I like it. It's really good. And the really famous people on it as well in terms of the actors.
Timothy Dalton, Brandon Fraser.
Yeah, the dude from
Encino
the
Man.
The dude from
Mummy.
Yeah, the dude from
The Mummy.
No, the What was that? He was on some TV show. I can't remember what TV show he was now. And then the woman who plays Jane, the person, man, she's amazing. Like, she has to do so much on that show.
Yeah.
She has to be so many different characters. She has to be different characters.
Yeah, I only watched the first one, and they sort of barely introduced her. But the Doom Patrol was, they were introduced in the Titans series. They were like in 3 episodes of Titans before they hit their own show.
Oh, is that where they were?
Yeah.
First introduced.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, White Collar. That's the dude from White Collar. For those who have watched the television. Yeah, so I'm quite enjoying. And then I did watch a movie as well. I watched the movie called Crawl. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Crawl.
Crawl, not Crawl. The alligator one.
Not Crawl, Crawl.
Yeah, I went to the theater to see it.
Crawl. Oh, you saw that at the theater?
Yeah, I saw that at the theater.
It's pretty much exactly what you'd expect it to be, but they did it, but it was well done, so.
I liked it. I thought it was really good.
I feel.
You had suspense.
Yeah, I did too.
You had
it was very, very suspenseful.
You had a legitimate setup, like what could cause this to happen, you know? Like a super flooding scenario in a hurricane.
Yeah, it was all very, very realistic. I think that's why it worked, because everything that was happening, and all the stuff they had to go through. I did feel bad for the actors, though, because that like 90% of the movie.
Yeah, like, you're wet. You're half wet or totally.
You're wet
drenched,
like the whole time. I mean, I'm sure they were wearing like protection on their bottom half or whatever, but
I wonder if there was chlorine in the water.
Almost
or if it was that filthy.
Yeah, don't get any whatever you do. I would be surprised if they all got sick afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. I like that one.
A lot of death. I like the actress, the lead actress in that.
Yeah, she was really good.
Yeah.
I don't even know what her name is.
It's kind of her and her father.
She was
the whole
good.
Movie. And the dog.
Yeah. Barry Pepper was the father.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya Scodelario. Man, she needs to get a Hollywood name. What was she? She's in Tigers, whatever that is. And The Cure. This Tiger House looks pretty good.
Every time I go to this Amazon thing, I'm just amazed on how much is there. It's incredible. I can't believe you didn't do your homework. God damn.
I know, I failed. I was too busy watching Doom Patrol. I forgot about it the first week. Totally blank.
It's hard to be forced to watch something, though, in all fairness.
It's because we so rarely do movies. I read the comics.
Did you read all of them?
Not so much. You know, I don't know. I have no idea. I never went back to double check.
Read it. Do you want to go into comics, or do you want to go into comics, or do you want to go into previews?
It doesn't matter to me. What do you feel like doing?
Let's go into previews because I haven't looked at it yet too much. I usually
Stroking your
I've
butt.
usually read it like 17 times when we record, and this time I've looked at it once, like at a very fast pace.
Didn't do. God damn it, Michael. If you don't start seriously, then I think I'm gonna have to switch over to another podcast where they
That's
take things
right.
seriously. I'm gonna go to the Serious Comic Aficionados podcast. TM.
Yeah, you do that. Take you and your choppy voice over there.
It'll be me, choppy voice.
And
Why is
somebody
my voice still
else's choppy
choppy?
voice. I don't know. You're still choppy. I've never had this happen before. It's almost like
Technology.
your mic has a short in it or something.
Maybe I should unplug my mic and plug it back in again.
Can you do that live? Will it work with while we're still recording?
Well, this we'll find out.
All right,
I could
try it.
physically do it. I don't know if it's gonna work.
Try it. So he's unplugging his mic. We've been having issues on his end. At least I think it's on his end.
Okay, can you hear me again?
Yeah.
Is it
Talk
better?
some. That's so much better. Oh my God.
What, it's better?
Yeah, it's 100% better.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now I can hear every word you're saying.
That's weird though. Why would I have not seen the problem at personal recording?
I don't know. That's exactly what we should have done, is have you unplug your mic. Maybe there was some static or
Like,
something. Two engineers and we didn't
weird.
think of doing that. God damn it.
Doubles.
Well, anyway, it's better. At least so far. So let's start off in the Wonder Woman. I mean, the Wonder Woman, the DC Comics. Wonder Woman
Wonder Woman
preview.
comics. Okay, wait, I lost my there. Okay, I'm ready.
The big,
DC previews.
yeah, the DC is, the big thing is Wonder Woman's gonna have a 750th issue. And I am probably gonna get all of the covers. You have a 1940s by
Why would you do
Joshua,
something like that?
well, Joshua Middleton. 1940s Wonder Woman looks awesome. Like I'm just we don't get to see the previews, which sucks. We have a Jenny Frison 1950s, a J. Scott Campbell 1960, Oliver Coppel 1970, George Perez 1980, a
Oh.
Brian Bolland 1990, a 2000 Adam Hughes, and then a 2010 variant by Jim Lee and Scott Williams. That's got to be great. And I did get all
Yeah, but
the.
they're $10 each.
Yeah, I know, but I did the same thing with Superman and
That's
Batman.
one, seven, eight. That's $80. $80 for one comic book. Would pay 80 comic book. No one in
I
their right
would.
mind would pay $80 for one comic book. Bloody
Are you gonna get one
massacre.
of them? What's the regular
I'm
cover?
gonna
The
get.
cover. Oh, the regular cover is
I'm
Joelle
getting the regular
Jones.
cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I want. Wait, this is right? Oh, wait. It's right. DC. Here we go.
I think the Joelle
DC
Jones cover
Comics.
is the cover we're seeing, though, of her holding the world on her shoulders,
The one,
which is sort of appropriate. She kind of
That
does
does look like a
that.
Joelle Jones. I don't really like the cover though. What are the other ones? I don't know. I didn't list them.
They do list them. They just don't show them. They usually
Yeah, I'll be
show
getting that one.
them. They'll show them probably like in another week or two.
Yeah, sometimes they don't do
But
it
one
right
of our
away.
fa my favorite costumes is the 1940s. Like Joshua Middleton is great cover artist, but he's not my favorite. I'd rather have, if I could like move artists around, I would rather have Joelle Jones do a 1940s variant.
Yeah, that seems to make more sense. If I'm gonna
I
pick a
think
cover, what would I get?
Jenny
Perez?
Perez is
Perez.
perfect because 1980 is when he launched his. And
Yeah. Yeah, if
Brian
I get the
Boland was doing covers in the
Yeah.
90s, so he's appropriate. Adam Hughes was doing covers in the 2000s for Wonder Woman, so they're like going by decade, but if you go past that, the 1960s,
Past 80s, it falls apart.
1970s, I wonder what they'll do because in the 70s she had that white costume. Like it was the Dennis O'Neill in the jumpsuit where she was depowered and she worked like as a agent with I Chang. So I wonder if she'll be in her white jumpsuit in the 70s. But we'll see.
Copiel.
Yeah. Birds of Prey number one. This is gonna be good because it's Brian Azzarello and
Know, that's the only
Emmanuel
reason I'm interested in
Lupacino. Yeah.
it. And this is a prestige format one shot.
It's a black label, but it's not the large size.
Yeah.
And it's a
It's weird though,
one
because it says
shot.
some of this material. It says some of this material was previously solicited. Bird
Yeah.
number one and number two.
They already solicited it, and then they decided they pulled it and then turned it into a black label and then issued it as a bigger. They took like the first three comics and just jammed them into this one shot, which is
Another one,
weird.
yeah.
Like I know why they're doing it because there's going to be a Harlequin Birds of Prey movie and they want to get this out there, but I don't know why they switched formats. Maybe there was a little bit too. Azzarello tends to like to want to do things like at the rated R level. Like 100 Bullets and he
That
did
must be it,
Batman
because it
Damned.
can't be. Yeah, it can't be that because they wanted to give it market, because number one would have been on the shelves at least, right? Maybe even
Yeah.
number two by the time the movie came out. So I'm saying, yeah, it must be that when they got the script, they're like, we can't do this.
Yeah.
We can't release this. There's a black label. Yeah, that should be good, though. Hey, I didn't realize that it was solicited. Well, good then, because I probably pre-ordered number one, so I can just roll that money into
Well, for you it's
this black
perfect.
label.
For you it's perfect because you would get number one and then you wouldn't get the full story. And now you get the full story. Like you're gonna get a full
That's
issue.
true. It's good and it's bad.
Yeah.
Because if I don't like it, if I don't like number one, then I'm spending all the money. I'm spending a whole $10.
I
Good
think you'll like
deal though,
it.
because there's three issues for $10.
I mean, can
I
you?
know, how could I not, right?
Well, let me ask you this. This is a bigger question, and it might be hard for you to remember, but. Has there been anything in your recent memory that you didn't like was Brian Azzarello? See,
No, I
he's done like
just
Moonshine, he's done Batman, what was that one with the dick? That was really good. He's done Faithless for I mean that was amazing. From Boom.
was amazing.
So, like, I don't think there's anything in his recent things that I've not liked. So, I think this is a pretty safe bet. And Emanuela Lupacino drawing. I even think Ray McCarthy's pretty good, too. So I don't think you can go wrong with that.
Yeah, Brian Azzarello is pretty much sold.
Yeah. Are you gonna get Daphne Byrne from the Hill
I am
House?
going to get Daphne Byrne. Hey, I'm getting all the Hill House number ones to check them out.
Cool.
Sight unseen. I don't even read anything about them.
I think those
And
are like,
Superman Heroes, I'm considering, even though I don't even know what it
well, it's content. I wouldn't get it if I were you. Because you're not reading any of the other stuff.
True.
You're not reading like Le Event Leviathan Action or Superman. And you're not reading Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane, right?
Not in single issues.
Yeah, I don't know.
But this will probably get collected
This is a
end up
must
getting
buy, a must buy
down
for
the
me,
road.
but on your case, I don't know if I would go for it. And they're not launching a lot because I think they're getting ready for a relaunch. Like I've heard rumors that a new Flashpoint is coming soon. And things are gonna change and stir up again, and this feels like it feels like a previews right before a big change up. We might get two or three more of these before they relaunch. Maybe they'll coast all the way to September because they tend to like to watch like to launch in the fall.
I don't think too immediate because, well, they just got the new writer on Batman, right?
Yeah, but he's coasting until to finish it
Maybe.
to 100.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I could see it going that long, but like next previews,
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a
because
few
they wouldn't bring on a
previews
new
away.
writer. They wouldn't bring on a new writer for just two issues.
Well, we get two a month, so we got 89, 90. So we got, yeah, it's almost around September time frame if you add up the if you just go by Batman till you hit 100.
Batman,
Yeah.
yeah.
What is going on, Harley? You want to go out? Come on. So not a lot in DC unless you're into collected editions. Then you got a Spectre collector edition, which I think is going to be amazing because I love the Spectre. You got the Jonah Hex, which is resolicited, which is another amazing one. Do you remember I went to that panel with what is her name? Major Malcolm Wheeler Nicholson's great, no, her granddaughter, his granddaughter.
Yeah, his
Well,
granddaughter,
Famous First Edition, which launched DC, is coming out in hardcover. It's 48 pages, but it's the first, it's like a hardcover of that very first comic. That is going to be awesome for 20
yeah. Yeah, I
bucks.
remember, well, this is resolicited. I remember it was
Yeah.
solicited before. I don't remember it the first. It's nicely oversized.
Yeah. And then the Superman Man of
Oh,
Steel
so this is the one that
omnibus.
her grandfather made,
Yeah.
huh? Before he sold it. Well.
Maybe he didn't sell it. He got pushed out, it sounds like. At least, well, you don't hear all the stories. You got to hear both sides. So I don't know if you're jumping on the Legion, but this is the first Legion of Superheroes trade. And then the McFarlane stat black and white statue.
They already released the non-black and white. At least that's what's solicited.
Did you order it? It's pretty expensive.
No, I liked it though. No, because I don't have room for it. That cape is too big.
So let's go over the Marvel previews.
Marvel.
Are you going to try Thor with Donny Cates and Nick Kline?
I am going to try. I am going to get that.
Are you going to get the variant cover of The Bearded Thor by Ryan Stegman? Did they have
no,
a Beta
I am
Ray
going
Bill
to get.
cover?
Let me look.
I like the Stegman cover of
they don't show
if, I,
pictures.
If it's not, well, that's actually well, no, that says issue one. If it's not an extra price, I might get that.
Where are you seeing the covers? I kind of like that collage.
It's too busy for my eyes. It's interesting.
Because you could just like spend hours looking at the collage.
Yeah, if you turn the page,
all
you'll
the
see the
Thor
Stegman
faces.
cover. Page 7.
Oh, right there.
Yeah, it's the
I see
bearded
it.
Thor with the whole armor.
Yeah, bearded Thor.
Guardians of the Galaxy is being relaunched again. By Al Ewing.
Once again. Yeah, I might get it just because to see what Al Ewing's going to do.
Al Ewing's pretty good. I mean, to me, I like him.
He's on fire right now.
Well, I like Al Ewing's superhero stuff more than I do Donny Cates' superhero stuff, if that makes sense. Like, if Donny Cates is doing independent work, I tend to like it more than if he's doing superhero stuff.
Like it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Al Ewing is doing, like, top-notch superhero stuff, at least for me. Iron Man 2020, it's pretty much just a continuation of the Tony Stark Iron Man story, so. They're doing Carnage stuff, and I haven't decided if I'm going to get them, but it's for Ravencroft. The one that interests me more than any of them is the Dracula one, just because I like Marvel horror. And the Ravencroft series itself, if you're into like Arkham Asylum, well, Ravencroft is there, is Marvel's edition of the Arkham Asylum.
Nice cover.
Yeah.
Kyle Hoth's cover.
I like
That's
him.
Pretty.
But one of my most anticipated pick of the Marvel previews is on page 20, and it's Captain America: The End, Eric Larson writing,
yes.
Eric Larson art. And if you
oh,
get
man.
The variant, it's an Eric Larson variant cover.
Eric Larson. You know it. That was a
and,
no-brainer.
Well, did you
that
see how much Eric Larson I bought on the last
cover.
mycomicshop.com order? I got so much. I almost have every one of his works now.
Wow.
I'm very
so
close.
Just filled in all the gaps.
Yeah. The Ninja Turtle mm-hmm. ones are expensive, and he just does the covers. Although in issue one, you can definitely tell it's him because he inks it. So he's like inking over the artist,
yeah.
And it's like everything in that Ninja Turtles. It's black and white, but it looks like Eric Larson art.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even know he was doing. Okay. That's gonna be so good.
But the thing that somebody pointed out to me, and I'm so stupid I didn't research it, but there's a title in IDW called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Urban Legends. And I didn't really pay attention to what it was. They're... But it's reprinting the Marvel, the Image stuff with Eric Larson stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow. And it's in color this time. So I missed out on that boat.
Yeah, I saw one that was solicited, but at that time, the Eric was involved in it at all.
Yeah.
Then I don't know if I'm going to get any of the other The End books.
I think I am. Joe Kelly is known for making Deadpool what it is, and he's doing Deadpool The End.
Yep.
Kelly Thompson is doing Captain Marvel The End, and Salandin Ahmad is doing Miles Morales The End. Adam Warren is doing Venom The End, which is sort of strange. At least I think it is.
That is strange.
Leigh Williams is doing Doctor Strange The End. It's a lot of The Ends. And I think they're all like $4.99, so it's... You gotta decide.
Yeah, they're all 40 pages.
I think the must-buy... If I had to go, it's definitely Captain America: The End, number one. if I had to pick a second,
that one.
For me, I would do even though he's not my favorite character, I would do Deadpool: The End, just because it's Joe Kelly. And we have Star number one, which launched from Captain Marvel. I'll be getting that. There's a lot of number ones. Marvel's X number one by Alex Ross and Jim Kruger. I will definitely be getting this because I like this stuff a lot.
The Earth X stuff.
Yep.
And then what? Let me see. What was I looking at?
I am really interested in this. I mean, I'm getting a couple of other number ones. Probably don't interest you. Amazing Spider-Man Daily Bugle number one, and Avengers of the Wasteland number one. But the one that really has me interested is Tarot number one. By Alan Davis and Paul Renaud, because it's not necessarily because I'm the biggest Alan Davis fan, but because of what it is. Back in the Bronze Age, they had a big crossover between Avengers and Defenders, and this is like another Avengers and Defenders crossover. And I love the Defenders so much that this is a must buy. And it gives you some interiors to look at, too. And they look really nice. There's a lot going on in the interiors. Jessica Jones, number one and two. I will be picking this up. I'm a Jessica Jones fan. I like her a lot.
You rebooted Jessica Jones, yeah?
Yeah, it's Kelly Thompson and Martina De Ilewis. I don't know who that is. The cover looks amazing by Valerio Guigiardo. I can't pronounce it. Guigiardo. Hawkeye fans can get another mini series. There's a lot of
Gutenberg.
freaking number ones, man.
Atlantis Attacks.
Yeah.
There are a lot.
There's an Immortal Hulk by Tom Taylor.
Yes. Star Wars number one.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that because it's the first arc of Star Wars that went 100 some issues. It was after Star Wars. Well, I think this is like right around Empire Strikes Back. So this is, which is my favorite movie. So I think that's definitely has my
Empire.
interest.
It's Charles Soule, so should be good.
I like the variants. I hope they're open to order variants. If it's got Hoth on it, that's what I would go for.
Yeah, I think you can order them.
If they're open to order, $3.99 or $4.99. If they're like 1 in 25s, I want nothing to do with them. No matter how much I like them, cover's not worth it for me. It has to be like some weird Andrew Peepoy cover that you could only get or something. It has to be like something special for me to go out of my way to buy a 1 in 25. I can't remember. I mean, there was a lot of good stuff in the back half, but I think the only thing that I'm getting for sure is the Immortal Hulk hardcover number 2 to go with my hardcover number 1, and the Morbius the Living
I'm getting that as
Vampire
well.
Omnibus. And of course my epics, whatever they have, because I get them.
Whatever epics there are. The only ones I was thinking about are Spy Volume 1, because I like the first issue. Valeria, trade paper, and possibly Death. Oh, not the Death Head one. That's it. Just those two.
Gwenpool Strikes Back. That's what you should be buying. That was so good.
I still read the first. I haven't read the first issue yet. I need
so
to read that first.
Goddamn funny. I like that. All right, let's dig into the big previews, which has an amazing Red Sonja cover on one of the sides. And Bloodshot on the other.
You know, just the Red Sonja cover. Very excited, actually, about the Red Sonja Chaos crossover.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I don't know why. I'm not really a giant Chaos fan, but it just seems like it'll be so good.
It looks appropriate if you put Purgatory against Red Sonja. Cause she, you
I know,
know
it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just looks right. So we go
all
to the
right, preview
image section on page 38. We have Protector number 1 by Simon Roy and Daniel Benson.
Yeah, I'll get that.
I like the interiors. It looks kind of weird. Definitely looks like a different type of art style.
Who did that? Some people I can't pronounce their names.
Yeah. The Clock by Matt Hawkins and Colleen Doran.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Like stuff, so.
I went to that panel with Colleen.
Witchblade? Where was that at?
What?
Which?
The panel?
Which con was that panel at?
That was the panel, yeah. The Wonder Woman panel that you didn't want to go to, and you went to the other one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I went to the end of that one. I went to the end. I forgot she was on that one. Complete so, Witchblade for all you Witchblade fans.
Yep.
And are you getting the? Did you get this Matt Fraction hardcover?
No, because it's volume 2, and I don't even remember number 1 being solicited.
Well, they're re-soliciting one. Action and art by Elsa.
Yeah, I like her.
Whatever
art.
Her name is.
It's very cartoony.
Yeah, she's
like
amazing.
Could be an animated or something.
Yeah. Charieri. It's kind of. It reminds me of Darwin Cook art.
It's sort of Darwin Cook, but it has like a little bit more animated style. Like I don't know if it's the colorist she gets to color it, but it looks like animation stills to me.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm thinking about getting a 3-volume series.
This could be an expensive
covers.
Month for you because you have Reaver. You're gonna buy that, right?
Reaver. I know. I gotta get. Yeah, so I'm getting Reaver.
Space Bandits.
Space Bandits. Thumbs. I think I like Thumbs.
I didn't read Thumbs yet. So you have a lot of image trades to flesh out there.
Blackbird, I can't remember what I thought of that one.
On page 82 is my next pick.
Let's see if I have anything. My system is failing me. Oh, here we go. Page.
It's a dark horse.
Hey, did you notice that Spawn doesn't have black and white this month?
No, I didn't.
So
I stopped
might have reached the end
I,
of
I,
the
sto- I stopped
black and
ordering
whites.
The black and whites.
I think they stopped them. Look, I think I might be a new artist now, so.
I do want to order that Savage Dragon small book that you had. What do you remember what number that is?
No, I'd have to look.
I'm gonna order that. I gotta have everything Eric's done.
You should probably email Eric Larson. And send him back into a depression.
I'm getting the
Cody,
Mike Mignola
82?
Frankenstein Undone because I'm not the biggest Mike Mignola fan, but I do love myself some Frankenstein, so I'm going to dig in on that one. Well, maybe shit. This is like a sequel. Well, maybe I don't want to get this. Because there's a hardcover or a trade, Frankenstein Underground.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. I didn't know this
Bridging
was a
Mary
sequel.
Shelley's Frankenstein. Oh, it's a prequel. Because it bridges Frankenstein and Frankenstein Underground.
Yeah. I guess
yeah,
it's
I wasn't,
okay
I'm
to
not
get
familiar with that property.
I guess it's okay to get a prequel. I don't think there were many new number ones in here. The only thing I want to point out is a new Ruby Falls on 102. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
All I am thinking about, it hasn't made the cut yet, but on 105, Apocalyptical Girl, An Area for the End Times. It looks sort of interesting to me.
I think this is a re second edition. What does that mean? Second print?
I don't know. You think you
Because I
have
think I
it?
have it already. Yeah.
Well, did you like it?
Didn't read it. I think I got that one. I haven't read it yet. I think change. Give you any information. I get this on page 109. I'll get no one left to fight trade. Aubrey and Fico
It looks
Osio. Because I
amazing.
read the first and I liked it.
I haven't read it yet, but
It's
I've
very
looked at it.
colorful.
It looks amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. And then Tommy Gun Wizards, I haven't read yet. I need to read that.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we could schedule that up for the next podcast.
Oh, that was the one that's like mobs, like Al Capone, but with magic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should read that one.
Going to IDW on 122, I'm going to get Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. Number one.
Have you read any of those, the Tom Clancy
Yeah.
comics?
I don't read the novels, and I've seen some of the movies, but I don't play the video games, but I tend to like the property.
Ghostbusters Year One. I won't be getting that.
Pandemica number five is concluding. That was really good. I liked it. That was my read of the week, by the way. That was my favorite.
Interesting. What page is that on?
It's the final issue, which means the trade will probably be
Get
coming
a.
out soon.
Did you read Napoleon Dynamite number one?
Not yet.
Does that come?
Because I got a director's cut.
Because they have Napoleon. Yeah, they got a director's cut. I didn't get the first one, but for some reason I might be interested in the director's cut. I
I
don't know
love
why.
the movie. It's
There
up
wasn't.
there. It's up there as like one of the most rewatchable movies for me ever.
I've never rewatched.
I love it.
I
I
should
don't
rewatch
like
it.
it has to hit like a certain thing with me to be rewatchable. Like right now, I should be watching all the new goddamn shows I need to watch, and I'm re guess what I'm rewatching? Friday Night Lights. I
What?
just love that
Oh, man.
show, man. I
It's
get
so
so
good.
addicted into it. It start You know how it started is they're showing old episodes on like Stars, like a movie channel, and I was like, you know, I had to bag and board like a ton of comics, so I was sitting in front of the TV and I was like, well, I can't pay 100% attention to it, and I've seen Friday Night Lights like four times, so I'll just put this on, and it drew me in, and then I like, okay, I gotta go to Hulu and watch the rest of the freaking season.
Never watch it all.
I love that show. I mean, there's just so much. I love the Matt Saracen character. I just He has like so much shit thrown at him. Like he has to take care of his grandmother. His father doesn't give a fuck. I mean, He works full time. He's not the best athlete, but he just has to work hard at it. Like, I don't know. I just love that character. Now
Yeah,
they can.
someday I'd like to rewatch that.
I just wish they'd come back. Well, there's two ways to watch it. I think it's on Netflix and it's also on Hulu. So.
I have the DVDs as
Oh,
well, so.
so do I. I have three ways to watch it right now. Well, Barb was even telling me, she was like, you should really switch to Netflix because I started watching it on Hulu, not even checking Netflix. Because
Oh,
then
that's
I
on
wouldn't have the
Netflix,
commercials, you know?
yeah. That would be better.
Yeah. I love that show. Now I just need a Friday Night Lights IDW comic book to come out. I would be in heaven.
Oh, man. Yeah, why haven't they done that? It's too late.
Because the way they ended the series, they could continue it in comic book format where he, remember he went to that other school in that different location? And that's how it ended. Because he wanted to follow his wife. He didn't want to leave the school, but instead of him doing his thing, he went to another school because his wife wanted to go to Philadelphia or something. And I was like, come on, continue it in the comic book.
Would be fantastic.
Are you eating a Brevita cookie now?
I'm eating a peanut butter and cheese cracker.
Oh. I don't think in anything else in IDW struck me as I got to buy.
Are you re reading that series?
Which
You,
one?
did you get that or not?
What?
Page 1 5.
You chopped up again. What was it? 105?
Yeah.
135?
145, sorry.
Oh. Oh no, I didn't buy that. That one actually hit it in the
Okay.
speculator market, surprisingly. I did not buy
I know,
that.
I was shocked.
It
I didn't
looks
either.
like an odd book. So that takes us to Dynamite, one of my favorite publishers.
Didn't.
Red
Dynamite, we can
Sonja
skip that.
Chaos Cover A.
Let
Definitely
me
gonna
look at
get
the
that.
covers. Yep, that's the winner. I don't even need to look at the other ones, although the other ones. Yeah. Another one is the
Yeah, I don't see any other covers that jump out at me, really. That's surprising. I gotta get a Luciano Perillo. He's awesome. Vampirella number 7. This has me buying two covers, no, three covers this week, because I am getting cover A by Amanda Connor, which looks
Three out of four.
amazing. I am
That's a
getting the
wonderful cover.
Gilliam March because, God, these wolves are just grabbing her like costume out of her
Can see your
ass.
bottom.
Yeah, and you know how I am about asshole covers, the butthole.
Know you can see her. You almost see her butthole
And I got away from the
night.
cosplay, but Ashlyn Day is doing it, and I like follow her on Twitter, and I adore her, and she's on the cover D. Oh my God, she's the best looking Vampirella I've seen. Holy moly. And that incentive cover
Covers.
is nice, depending on what that incentive is. I might go for that because it's Lucia Perilio. So it might be like four covers, even though Vampirella. I'll be honest with you.
You're crazy.
Vampirella is not my favorite character. And right now, if I had to pick like which Vampirella book I like the most, I like the Drew Moss one, the Vampirella Red Sonja team up more than I do the Vampirella book.
Just the straight one.
Yeah. My Betty Page, I'm going with the John Royal cover. Only one that week. Although I do like the photo cover quite a bit.
Yeah.
Black Terror, I'm
I can
in.
see
I
that.
don't know if you read Black Terror number one yet, but I liked it.
I haven't read.
Deja Torres, Luciano Perilio cover A for sure. Joseph Michael Linsner one, I love it. I'm gonna go with that one too. There's Amanda Connor. God dang it. They know how to make covers, I'll tell you that. Dynamite doesn't fuck around.
Do good covers. They do so many, though. God damn it.
The James
But they
Bond?
must be selling.
The James Bond? I'm really going for this retro vintage paperback cover. I think it looks so cool. It's really the same cover, but they make it look like a paperback. I sort of
Yeah,
dig it.
there it is. I don't know, that's a Please Inquire, though.
Oh, no, scratch that. That's not worth it if it's more than.
That's never a good sign.
No, that's not a good sign. I'll go with cover A.
Especially if it's the same cover. It's the same art. It's a different design.
Red Sonja, I'm not crazy about cover A, but it's Amanda Connor and I gotta have the consistency. Oh shit, Andrew Peepoy. Seduction cover. That one's probably gonna cost more though. But that's, hey, we just talked about it. It has to be somebody like Andrew Peepoy to make me pay a little extra.
Get you.
And again, Joseph Michael Lisner has a great cover B. God dang it. And then we get to Red Sonja, Vampirella, Betty Veronica. This series I am really liking a lot. And I'm going with cover A for sure. Because that Faye Dalton, she doesn't mess around with these covers and Vampirella. She just kicks ass.
I do like
Right?
the cover too.
Are you gonna get the trade?
Yeah, I get the trade. Trade of the first six issues is solicited.
And then the Vampirella Red Sonja covers. I am liking cover A. Although there's some interesting ones. The Ben Oliver one's kind of nice because it has the split down the middle with Vampirella and Red
Yeah,
Sonja
that's
on the other
cool.
side. And I like the design on the Leonardo Romero. The design looks really cool. I don't know how you could turn down these Luciano Perilla covers, man. You turn to 182 and there's Vengeance of Vampirella. Oh my God. Son of a bitch. That is
That's a
amazing.
nice cover.
Suck.
I like the Ben Oliver cover though too.
It's beautiful, yeah. I think we should buy both.
I'm not buying any of them. But I like them. Dynamite just needs to bring out books just with the cover art for all their books.
I think they had one recently, the Luciana Parilio one, the
Oh, that's
art
right, they
book.
did. Okay,
Yeah.
I ordered it.
That takes us to Boom. I wonder if Bill's gonna get All My Friends Are Ghosts.
I'm not planning on it.
Are you getting Heavy Vinyl? Y2KO.
Possibly. I think Heavy Vinyl. Did that come out in single issues?
No, I think it's an original graphic novel, soft cover.
Oh, original graphic novel.
I'm getting it. I just
I like
love the cover and
the fact that
the
it takes
inside.
place. I like that it takes place in a record store.
Yeah, and it's a remix of 90s nostalgia of all things Clerk and Mallrats, so I'm going for it. There's a one-shot Firefly, the Outlaw Ma Reynolds. Getting that because I'm a Firefly guy.
Yeah, I'll get that in trade.
And then we just get into regular issues that they put out.
Don't think I had anything else.
So I'm just getting what I normally get. Back half of previews, Bill. Are you excited?
Knows no bounds.
Ablaze.
Ablaze. I will be getting kids number one.
I will too, even though it doesn't seem like I'm gonna like it. I'm not into the art style that well, but it is interesting. If I get to pick cover, I
Kids
might go
during a
for
zombie
the Lost
apocalypse.
Boys variant. Cover B.
Yeah, how do you like that one?
So far, I've been buying all of the Ablaze stuff.
What do I got after that?
Do you have a
Two
Time
to it.
Shopper?
Where's that?
Well, it's actually a hardcover. I
Okay,
don't
cool.
know. It's 48-page hardcover. It's really weird. It's from Action Lab. But they have a
No,
whole
Time
page.
Shopper.
They have a whole page of samples in there. It says Mel Brooks' History of the World meets Supermarket Sweep. I'm on the fence just because of format. I'm not sure.
Yeah, is kind of steep.
Am gonna try Twin Worlds on 228. It's a
Yeah, we'll get that as well. So that's a sci-fi.
sci-fi medieval fantasy. And then Aftershock, I think, is all. You have to make some decisions on some trades. But
Oh,
there's none
they got a bunch of
anymore.
trades coming out. I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You have Orphanage, Killer Groove, and Descendant. And I don't think we covered any of those on this show.
Don't think we did. So I gotta make a decision. I gotta see which one's the. I already kill a groove. And there's a new book from Albatross, Unholy Bastards versus the Future.
Yeah, I like that, especially the cover. It's amazing. Even though Eric Powell's not doing the interiors, he does the cover.
Yeah. From the pages of the Goon.
Are you going to get the Legends of the Log one shot from Alterna? It's only a dollar. I like
Only a
the
dollar.
cover.
It's a Groot.
Yeah.
Am Log.
From Amigo, we got
Now get this
Barbara,
new number one. Yeah, Barbara the
the
Barbarian.
Barbarian. We have Ghost Wolf, Volume 3, Number 1, and Rise of the Tyrant. Have you been getting all Amigos still? Or just El Torres?
I get all of El Torres, and then I've been getting the numbers to check him out. They got a lot of stuff by. He hasn't done a lot lately. It's mostly the other art writers now.
Have you noticed they changed the cover stock? It looks amazing. It's like a gloss thick cardboard stock.
I actually talk about seeing that more and more.
Yeah.
Like when I go through my piles, like there's a lot of stuff. Like the Kevin series had those covers. Like a bunch of them now have those like thicker
Yeah.
covers.
Source
It's
Point
interesting.
Press is doing sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they have the.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I like those covers.
All right, we get to American Mythology, one of my favorite publishers. And one of the things I didn't realize is I bought the first DC Korak Son of Tarzan, and it had backup features of Carson of Venus and Peccadillo, or whatever that one woman that we covered as backup features. So that's pretty cool. I'll be getting Carson of Venus, Realm of the Dead, number one, on page 246, along with Rocky and Bullwinkle, as seen on TV, number three. I'm also
I'll be getting
getting
Hot
Hot
Sizzlers
Stuff.
number one.
Yeah. Is that old or
And I'll be
new?
getting
Oh, it's all new,
the Hot Stuff.
crisp.
I think it's
It's all
new.
new. But back in the. Okay, so it's all new material. Ooh,
And
another
new Zorro
Zorro!
archives.
1958. Oh my god, that's awesome.
And I'll be getting this one because it's one of the Alex Toth ones.
Oh, I love them so much.
That was my favorite of the. I did read the number one reprint.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay, but I like the other one better.
I like them
The
all.
Toth one better.
I've been buying the originals too. I'm trying to get every single Zorro comic ever published. Having a
Wow,
hard time
man.
finding the paper cuts versions. Nobody bought them. Beware of the witch's shadow. Happy New Fear. I'll be getting that.
For the Zorro one, I think the cover is like the original cover.
It's yeah, well, they used those photos for the Dell. Yeah. All of the Dell comics were pictures. Like from the movies. Yeah. My next pick is on the Antarctic Press section, and I'll be getting Planet Comics number one.
Me.
And those
$9.99
variants are awesome. Holy shit. It's almost tempting just to get the $9.99 versions. I like the.
I don't know about the. I like the second. The second one. The second one's a better one.
Yeah, I like them too, but they're $9.99, so it's three times the cost. Yeah. Well,
forget it. Also, cat shit one, number one.
Which one?
Page cat shit one.
Cat shit.
Cat shit.
I don't see it.
The first thing they have solicited.
Oh, cat shit.
On page 252. It's like a manga with animals in the war. Vietnam War.
I don't know if I'll get that. Maybe. Although I'm open to manga like now.
I saw that.
Archie. I pretty much get everything, I think, in this thing.
Oh, I'm very excited. The Archie Katie by Tosamaki.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good.
It'll be tough to pick which cover to get, though. I like a lot of the designs. The Francisco Francavilla Archie looks weird.
It does look very weird.
I think Katie Keene looks beautiful, but Archie looks like he looks very strange.
Lips.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on
very
there.
Very seductive lips.
I like the Emanuela Lupacino one. That is
yeah,
sexy.
I think that might be my favorite one. Yeah.
Billy Tucci, I like the design on it.
Yeah, that's the best designed one.
I love how, like, she has that weird dress, and the dress, like, is flowing, and it has Archie inside the dress. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
On page 258, there is a Betty and Veronica Friends Forever What If for $2.99.
Yes.
I think that's going to be pretty
cool. I'm in.
What if Betty was the rich debutante and Veronica was the regular girl next door? And Archie has an identical twin.
I love what ifs. And
yeah.
Archie what if.
That's going to be fun. Wonderful. I think I'm going to enjoy that. And Avatar is doing their weird shit again. But
dumping a bunch of.
If you want to get in on the Necronomicon, singles. That's a good time to do it because that was a pretty awesome series. Black Box
New Black Box
Comics.
series.
Yeah, Project Icarus.
Icarus.
A cop-turned-correction officer, Max, is unknowingly thrown into a bloodbath when an experiment on the infamous killer, the Slasher, goes wrong. Finally, Black Mask is coming back. Holy crap.
Yes, and they have last hardcover
Again,
Lovette. I'm very excited
yeah.
about that.
That's a sexy cover. Holy shit. And I'm gonna get Lab Raider because I don't
Whole
think
thing
it
looks
fit.
sexy. Ooh.
I think Lab Raider is one of those ones that it didn't finish in singles. You have to get it in this trade.
Oh, really? They didn't bring out.
Yeah.
I know number one came out.
Yeah. Boundless is doing the Avatar thing this week. Or this month, not doing anything. You know these comic mix collected editions I want so much, but they're so goddamn expensive. Like the Whisper Omnibus, it's like $50. That is expensive.
Yeah, it is a lot. How many is it? 338 pages. I wonder how many
But
issues that is.
it's a trade. You know, it's not like a hardcover.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I am looking at this fake Empire Deluxe trade paperback by Eric Palicki. Speaking of Friday
What
Night
does deluxe trade
Lights,
paperback mean?
I don't know. Especially because
It's
it's
come
coming
out
from
before.
Darby Pop Publishing. Know what's weird is if you zoom in on, I can't really 100% tell. But if you look at that cover and you look off to the lower right-hand side of that cover, that looks like the magnetic press icon. I think the deluxe has additional all-new bonus material. That's why it's
Oh, you're
deluxe.
right. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
But was there a version that came out before?
Maybe from magnetic press and I didn't see it. I am gonna probably get that. That's a walk-on for me because I didn't see it before and I just saw it now.
Have to look and see if I got. Here, I'm gonna go look right now. Order history.
Fantico has a book called Dark Arts coming out.
I think
Number
that's
one.
a art book.
Oh, you're right.
Because I noticed it too, because it's cool.
I am going to be getting Margo the Intergalactic Trash Collector.
I have number one. I haven't read it yet. I don't think I had anything from Fantagraphics this month.
Do you know anything about this full moon feature, Femalian, Cosmic Crush? Is that based on a movie?
Nope. Possibly. So. Preceding the events of Femalian Comic Crush, which I'm guessing is there as a movie.
Yeah. I don't see anything for a while here.
Yeah, I don't have anything. There's some stuff that interests, but nothing for sure. There's a bunch of trades, like original graphic novels.
It's interesting they're re-releasing the Plain Janes in a different publisher.
So they...
I have the original. Magnetic Press is its own thing now. They left Lion
On
Forge.
On page 302, there's a David Bowie graphic novel for her.
Yeah.
For Bowie fans.
I'm not a huge fan, so I'm skipping it. Not sure where the next stuff's coming from. Mad Cave. But no new number ones. I did get Vamp number one and number two solicited from Mythos Comics, but I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, I have that as well.
Oni.
Then they were a wrestling comic, Over the Ropes.
Yeah.
Wolvenheart, I still haven't read that one either. I gotta get on this reading.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Hey, what do I got next? Let me look here. Page 3. They have the Red Winter trade. I have to decide on that one. From Scout Comics and a Crucified trade. And then they have a new number one, Tart, which is the one where they're just printing the first issue of a trade.
I wonder... How do you know it's just the first issue?
It says. It says in the new nonstop imprint where Scouts releases a world premiere issue followed by the entire story a few months later in one volume.
Mm. It's interesting because the Scout is doing a lot of Kickstarters. Like I Kickstarted White Ash and White Ash is showing up. So I have that complete series already. And then Tart.
I have that too.
Tart is being kickstarted now too. And almost simultaneously with this release. So what I decided to do is not support the Kickstarter and just order it here. If I know they're doing it, there's no reason for me to kickstart it because it costs
well.
More. And shipping is more too.
Exactly. Yeah, so that. Some special about it. Yeah, it is weird when something's currently on Kickstarter and it's also being solicited in previews because it's like, well,
yeah.
Let's see. Why would I get it on Kickstarter when I get it for half the price?
So Source Point Press has a book called Apocalypse Girl. I've already read it in digital form. And now it's coming out in print, and I liked it, so I think I'm getting it.
I like the cover, and the interior artist is the same person who did the cover.
Yeah. That was one that I bought. Remember, I'm still waiting for Monica to finish her story, but it's really my only reason to go to Comixology anymore. So the last time I ordered Monica's, I ordered a bunch of digital comics just randomly, and this was one of them, and I liked it.
I thought Monica's finished. It didn't finish?
Did it not? Did it finish? I didn't get a notice.
I thought I saw the last issue was out.
I'll have to go check. I must have missed it.
But I'm not certain. Yeah, and then Source Point also the horror double shot,
Yeah, that looks
double
awesome.
feature. Which I'll get that one.
What a fantastic pulpish looking cover.
And
It
I'll pro
looks amazing.
Then I'll probably get their one shot, the one shots.
Titans really
They've CRS.
reduced their stock. It seems like
Don't know if
they're.
I have any. Does I have any type?
I mean, I am buying stuff from them.
Doctor
It's just
Who,
not a
Doctor Who,
lot.
Tank Girl. They got Blade Runner that. And Life is
Well,
initial
Blade
ongoings.
Runner,
Pretty much
I'm
a couple, few
buying. Well,
ongoings.
Blade Runner and Life is Strange, I'm buying, and also Rivers of London, but. They're already like pre-existing properties, you know what I mean? Like they don't have,
Yeah.
there's no card case crime anymore, or there's not as much as they used to put out.
That is true.
Valiant 2020. We got a new Quantum and Ward Woody, written by Christopher
Yeah.
Hastings, Ryan Brown.
I'll be getting that because Ryan Brown's doing the art.
Collections wise, we
That's
have
interesting.
The Killers. Did you read that? The Killers number one? I like
No,
that. That was good. I'm
I
almost
need
caught
to read
up on
that
that.
one.
It was good. It's like a, but I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like a new property, but I didn't pay attention. It is a ninjak spinoff, 'cause Matt Kent introduced all like the ninja E, ninja J, ninja K. They're all like different ninjas with a letter at the end of it. Well, this is all the other ninjas. It's pretty cool. We
Then I
got it.
got a Harbinger Wars 2 hardcover, which has the secret weapon in it. And then
Oh,
the second
deluxe.
volume of
Yeah, it's
the
got the
X
secret weapons.
Kent stuff.
A new Exo Man Award Deluxe. Yep, because I'm triple dipping on that. I got a lot going on that in Valiant. Vagrant Queen gets relaunched by Mags Visaggio in Vault Comics. The Necromancer's Map is coming out in trade. That was really good.
Oh man, Vault has trades.
Yeah, I like
Here, look how many
Sarah and
trades
the
they have
Royal
coming out.
Stars too. That was good.
I know, Relics of
Oh, the
Youth,
Resonant. Oh, man.
Sarah, The Resident,
The Mall. Or
Oasis
Mall.
Mall. I'm not getting all of them, but there's at least three I'm getting.
If I
Well,
had
the
to
Decrement.
choose, if I had to like rank them, I would say I haven't read Relics of Youth yet, but I'd say Resident would be the highest, and I'm three issues in on that one. That's my favorite. Well, Necromancer's Map, God, that's tight. I like that a lot too, so I would go with those two for sure. And
Yeah,
then
that's
may
there for sure
then
is.
maybe Sarah and
Sarah.
Relics and Maul. The must-buys are Necromancer's Map and Resonant. Those are the ones I would get for sure. Got a
Yeah,
new
I'll be getting them for
Creeps
sure.
magazine from Warrant
Oh,
Publishing
yeah.
Company. That's an amazing magazine for what you get. For $5.95, you really get an hour's worth of entertainment. It takes a while to read.
It's 52 pages plus so
Yeah.
yeah, it does take a long time to read, and the
It's
art is amazing, like
amazing,
way
yeah.
better than it should
It
be.
has. It's. Whoever put that together loved the black and white magazines, I'll tell you that. He wanted to keep it alive.
Yeah, $5.95 is ridiculously cheap for that. That could be $7.95 at least. I
Yeah.
shouldn't say that too loud. He may be listening.
might.
That's too expensive. $5.99,
Yeah.
too expensive.
So, Harley, are you going out? Zenoscope. I will be getting Grim Universe. I'm all in. Let's just. I have decided I want to have everything Zenoscope. I am just engrossed in their world, and I want to fill in the holes of the stuff I missed. Like I want to have the entire universe.
Wow.
Everything that's got Grimm Fairy Tales, except for they do some kiddie books and stuff occasionally. I don't care about that.
But art books.
Yeah.
I think I got Gretel number one, didn't I? I don't think I read that.
I don't know if you read it. I don't think we covered it.
I did order it.
But I do want to go to the manga stuff because I'm interested in something. I want to get
I
something
don't know who you
else.
are anymore.
I'm changing.
Bad,
So,
Didi Manja.
I want something in the horror genre because I've been enjoying that.
Well, what's this? Joe Ito or is the master of manga horror.
Do you have a page? Oh, I think I'm gonna try this Dracula manga horror. But it's just I think they're just
Is that
adapting
on?
the I think they're just adapting like Bram Stoker, so I might skip that. That's on 388.
Okay.
I want something more like original. I ordered two of them because I read the Halloween special. I liked them both.
I read it as well. Yeah, those are good. Those are good. I looked it up. I do have of drifting classroom. I didn't even know I had it.
Yeah, I ordered
And then
that.
I don't have any. The other one was I'm massacring the name.
Something
I think I have it
about
here.
I know what the premise of the story is. The other one's about like a family that's like killed and then the guy gets the death sentence and somehow his ghost comes back to haunt the kids. There were it was
Yeah,
like a
Junji Ito.
yeah, that was crazy. I like the other one 'cause it's like a school is isolated on this new world. The only thing that's weird for me like culturally is some of those kids act like way over the top, man. Like, if you're stressed out, if you're like stressed out, like that you would normally see in an American horror movie, you take it like 10 times that, and the kid's like, "Oh my God, phone's ringing! I can't call mama!" What the fuck is going on? But I was entertained. It's weird though with manga is like there's so much and they're like on like huge volume, so it's like overwhelming to decide where to go.
Yeah, well, the Junji Ito, who did the second one, has a couple books out, I think. A couple ones. I don't know if there's any in this previews, though.
I didn't see any. I didn't see a lot of jumping on points either. I saw a lot more stuff in last issues of previews. I was looking at it and I was like, here's some stuff I'd enjoy.
Yeah.
I guess I could try the toilet bound Hanako Kun. It's on volume one.
There you go. What page is that on? The toilet bowl?
It's on 398. Said to occupy the third stall of the third floor's girls' bathroom in the old school building, Hanako-san grants any wish when summoned on the toilet. I don't know what's going on. An occult-loving high school girl who dreams of romance ventures into the haunted bathroom. That is weird. I guess that's my manga pick of the week.
Interesting.
I am going with Toilet Bound Volume 1.
For your manga pick of the week.
My manga pick of the week.
My Marvel pick is Captain America, The End. And I think my pick is The Loud Hardcover. From Maria Levesque.
What's your DC pick?
My DC pick is going to be... I don't know.
My DC pick will be the Birds of Prey Azzarello. My Marvel pick is the same as yours.
Yeah, I may have to go with you on that one.
And my back half is tough. I haven't decided yet. I think it's the What If Archie. I think I'm more excited about that. Let's flip the scales.
Yeah, I'll have to find, what single issue?
I think the collected one. And then my manga pick is the Toilet Bound. Where's your manga pick?
I don't have a manga pick.
All right, well, let's dig into the singles that we read. Before we get kickoff...
Yes,
into
we
this,
read some single issues.
Before we get yes. into... that I want to cover a couple of Kickstarters that I bought. I bought
okay,
a comic
a cracker.
Book. While you're eating a cracker, I'll talk about these. Sister Mercy, number one, from CWH Comics. It says rated R on the cover. This is a post-apocalyptic world where the world is just total shit, but there seems to be a nunnery around, and I can only see two people living there. There's the main mother, and then there's the I guess a daughter sister nun there, and I don't know if they're related. I don't think they are, but one of the nuns was training this other nun to be a fighter. The interesting thing that I can't figure out is why her outfit is so skimpy. Like the other nun is like in regular garb. But this nun is in really scantily clad clothes. And it's just weird because of the setting. Like, I could see if it was set some other time, but it's just weird. And the only thing I could think of is maybe she needs to do all these moves and she has to have her legs free. But there's the scene opens up where she wants to go travel outward and carry the word of God, and she thinks she's talking to God, whether it's really happening or not. We're led to believe she's talking to somebody, and I think she thinks it's God, but we don't know that. She could be crazy. And there's a bunch of road warriors that coming with another bishop priest, and they have tanks and everything, and they like blow up the nunnery, and this warrior nun is sort of left there dead, and this punk rock dude that was abandoned by the road warriors tries to rape her, and she pokes him in the eye, kicks his ass, and then wants to go back and find the mother, the sister mother. But I thought it was pretty cool first issue. A lot of action, the art style was cool. And then the other one is from Rainworks. This one I liked a little bit more. It's called Mafiosa. And it's basically a female that grows up in a mafia family, but she's not treated like her brothers. Her brothers are treated like they're going to follow in the father's footsteps. The father is treating her like she needs to stay away and out of the family business. And it seems like she wants to be a boy. Like there's even one scene where she's letting her legs grow hair on them and she doesn't want to shave her legs. And then she like will put like shaving cream on her face even though she doesn't need to shave. It's like she wants to be like her brothers, and her brothers want no part of it. And there's one scene where they're supposed to meet this other gang related and do business with them, and she sneaks in the car as a little girl with her friend in the back seat, and she has a gun, and this deal goes haywire because they're like, why is this girl hiding with the gun in the back seat? So the other gangsters are pissed about it, and it gets into this big old bloodshed fiasco. And in current time, she sort of killed somebody, and she asks one of her brothers for help, and he doesn't want to help her, so she just carries the body outside on her own. But I liked it. This is really cool. It's by Sunshine Barbito
What was
and
that?
Deborah Carita. It's called Mafiosa. The cover,
Mafiosa.
there's three covers. I don't, which one did I get? I got the standard one by Kirby Fagan, which is a really nice one. But they did have covers by Francesco Francavilla and Jenny Frezzin. So these Kickstarters, they didn't fuck around. They went and got some big cover artists
Name
to
was
do
in
work. And in this one, they spelled my name right. At least this one says Geek Brunch Podcast. I recently got the new Palmiotti and Gray, and then I got the Mike Grell one, and they spelled me Mark and Barb Myers instead of Mike.
it.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
But
Book is that in?
I that
That's a
one was
collector's item
that's a
now.
collector's item. That was in the Mike Grell one. Maggie X, or
Okay.
yeah, Cat Ma
Maggie
Maggie the Cat. So I
didn't get
enjoyed
that
both
one.
of
Why didn't I get that one?
I enjoyed both of these Sister Mercy and Mafiosa. I probably will continue with them if they have follow on. The Mafiosa one though was done, I think, really professionally. Like, the art is freaking amazing in it. It is really good.
I'm
It's
looking at the
definitely
Kickstarter, it
not,
looks pretty good.
it's not amateur for sure. I was
Now I
doing a,
could tell just from the logo that professional.
it's really good. I liked it. I like to get Kickstarters. I like to that they've been coming in like crazy lately. I've been getting at least four
I
a
did
week.
just for a day. For a week. I did just
Yeah.
get one yesterday. I got the what is it? The Johnny
Which one?
one.
You cut out again. Johnny,
Oh.
what? Dynamite?
Johnny Reagan, the Savage Dragon
Oh.
one.
Oh, that one came in for you?
Just got it yesterday.
Dang. I hope mine
I'm gonna try
comes
a different
in.
plug. Hang on. My back.
Yeah.
No.
So far, so good. Are you there? You there, Bill?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you just put it into another USB port? Or
I
what?
stuck it in a different hole. Yeah.
Oh.
I put it in a different hole.
So far, so good. It's
Maybe this
weird.
hole is, maybe I got a faulty hole.
When you go back and listen, you'll know what I'm talking about. Because you'll hear it. Like, I can hear you, but like every third enunciation just vanishes, like it goes away. You know what it sounds like? I don't know if this has ever happened to you, like with your phone, or if you've built up enough static electricity on something and it kind of can have a weird sounding thing until you like can discharge it.
Yeah, I'll tell you one.
Because of the cold temperature, like it'll
Release it.
start. Yeah.
Weird. Well, I apologize, listeners, for faulty audio.
I don't know if they'll ever do a Kickstarter for the Collected of Mafiosa, but I think it's one you should keep your eye out for you.
He will have to do that. Yeah, I didn't see
I
this
didn't even
one.
check to see if I
Too
was
many.
listed. I never always check to see if I'm listed in the back. Is sometimes they'll put all the people that supported the Kickstarter. The nun one didn't do it. The nun one's art style like is something that you might see in Xenoscope. And it's sort of like inconsistent. And what I mean by that is sometimes he pays like if he's got a nice like full page, he'll put like a lot of detail, but if it's like in the 9-panel or 6-panel grid, it's not as detailed. So some like panels look really nice and some of them look like they're, like he's not putting as much work into it. Yeah.
Interest.
All right, so what do you want to cover first? I'll let you pick.
Let's cover that one. Let's cover. Did you read Valeria?
I did.
Let's cover that because we mentioned it before.
Valeria, Age of
I
Conan.
gotta pull up my. Yeah, Age of Conan. I gotta pull up my notes.
This is Meredith Finch. The cover is amazing.
No doubt, that is a beautiful
Damn.
cover.
It's worth the cost of admission right there. The story is very similar to any Conan or Red Sonja or Barbarian story, in the fact that
It is. It is.
she loses her parents, but she seems to come more from a well-to-do family that's sort of like led a kingdom, which is very different from Conan and Red Sonja. So she's had like a father that was like a king of an area, and the brother sort of took over after the father was killed and the mother was killed, and the brother sort of raised Valeria and sort of taught her how to fight.
How do you get the sense that his her parents were like, you know?
I got the
I
sense
thought her
that they
father's like a
were,
merchant or something.
I got the f sense that they were well to do. But he is a
I
merchant.
thought they were just regular. They're just regular people.
Yeah, I
Because her
guess
mother like
so.
hid her in the basement of their little house or whatever they were in.
Yeah, that's
Or their
true.
store. Didn't look like a mansion or anything.
Think I got that impression later as I read on about her brother.
Was it might have been that her rose to power or something.
I think her brother did r raise to power, but he still was like at the guard level.
Then it has the scene. Have to have that. They have to go. You're going to a bar for information.
Yeah, and I guess there's this guy that she always kicks his ass no matter what. And he doesn't ever learn his lesson. And she's heading to Aquilia, and I guess the bartender doesn't want her to go. And then it gives a flashback about her brother and her brother's friend training her. And when she goes
Yeah,
back,
after her parents died.
she's trying to find the origin of her sword, and she asks this guy, "Hey, can you find that?" And they get into a sword fight, and he realizes that, they're not enemies, and how can he help her? And she says, "Oh, my father would know how to trace that sword." And then it flashes back to her brother's death by this hooded character, and that hooded character then flashes forward to the current and shows up in Aquilia. I liked
Yeah, because
it.
that was the sword she has is the same sword that killed her brother, right? So it's that
Yeah.
black guy in the Black Hood's sword.
I liked
Yeah, I like that as well.
I liked Aneki's art. I did. I thought he did. I like
Yeah,
his
me
art a
too.
lot.
I did too.
When he draws
Done.
the main character Valeria, and there's certain panels, doesn't it look like Sojourn, like Greg Land's Sojourn, when he draws her in certain panels,
Yeah, it does look a little
like from
landish.
Cross Gen? Yeah, I
Yeah, I
like
can see
it.
that.
It's good stuff. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I believe I did as well. I think I'll get the trade this month. Yep, 4 to 5.
We can go to Revenger Halloween special.
Revenger, Halloween special. Woo-hoo! I gotta find it. What do they do with it? There it is. Yeah, so this is Charles Form returning to Revenger character for a one special one shot. And this is Revenger going after vampires.
Yeah, it's weird. Is she? That's how it opens up. She rescues a little child, and she's been infected
Little
with
girl,
the
vamp, little
vampire
girl.
disease. So she like straps her on her back as she goes on different levels through this building.
Yeah, it was cool when she found her because she like shuts up her lip to look at her teeth and sees the fang, and then she takes like duct tape and puts it over her mouth.
Yeah.
They're with
Because she
her.
doesn't want her to bite her, as she strapped her to the
Yeah.
back.
Yeah, and then she wants the little girl to take her back to where she got bit. Because she's looking for the vampire hideout. Oh, and they go to the butcher shop where the kid's father works or something.
She kills the father, right?
She finds out that she kills the father, and before he dies, he tells her that all the vampires are in the same building, just up on the higher floors of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the most awesome was she put like bombs around the building, like on the above the first floor, like all the blows it up, so the whole building just like collapses down. The whole building doesn't collapse, but like the first floor disintegrated, and it kills like a bunch of she kills a bunch of them at once, and then a bunch of them are. That was awesome.
She didn't.
And then
cure...
she goes and.
She did not cure her though. Like as she fought her way through, did she? I mean, isn't the whole purpose of that is if I kill the master vampire, I will free the girl. Like she'll turn back
to normal.
Yeah,
free the girl. Yeah. Yeah, that was her goal.
I like the design of this vampire that she fights, like this lead vampire.
The queen vampire.
Yeah. It's a very quick read because there's not a lot of dialogue. It's like a lot of fighting.
Yeah, there's a lot of fighting when she fight the vampires. I liked it though. I like the fight scenes.
It's so weird though, because she says after a week or so she didn't come out of it. It shows her teeth later on, and they don't look pronounced, but she looks sick, like she's still a vampire, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Questionable as to whether or not she actually cured the girl or not.
Yeah. And then there's another Revenger quick short story.
Oh, back up. Yeah, by someone else. By Matt.
What did you give this?
What was that about? Oh, that was about
a kid that got his candy stolen. Yeah.
Yeah, he gets his candy. Revenger. What? 5 out of 5.
You gave it a 5 out of 5? That's incredible. You must really like Charles Forsman. I like it, but I won't give it that because there's not a lot of depth. I mean, it's cool that he does everything, right? Like, he did everything. Did he even do the colors? I think he did.
I think he did everything. Yeah. I don't know. I liked it. I liked it all.
I gave it a 4 out of 5. Love the cover stock on this one too, and the paper, the thickness on paper. It's really nice.
Yeah, I like the paper because it's the non-matte.
Yeah.
Is that glossy? Glossy matte paper. Yeah, look, it was great. I love that the double page spread where she's going around the room. That's awesome. I guess I just like killing the vampires. I love it.
And we have, I don't know if you got to this one, Something is Killing Children.
Yeah, I think I read that one.
From Boom.
Let me eat a little bit of fake first.
Cake.
Something is killing the children.
This is by
Let's
James
see.
Tynion IV and Werther
There it is.
Della Darra. And it's a it opens up like as a truth or dare, and the kid says truth, and he has to tell a story of like some hot, scary story about him seeing like this weird creature outside his bedroom, and then
I
it
like when
cuts.
the one kid chooses, when the one kid chooses truth, the other kid's like, "Hey, that's not fair. I chose dare and had to run around naked."
Yeah, I had to run around naked.
And they're like, you could have chosen truth. You're the one who
And
chose dare."
then he's being questioned by somebody because it turns out all those kids that he was with have been killed. And I really didn't get this scene with, I didn't understand this scene with this new heroine that wants to kill the monsters that comes out of the forest with a sword, what this little girl with an eye, like, has her eye gone, and she's like in a red wagon? Like, I didn't get that.
You didn't get well.
Does she not have legs? What is the,
Oh,
what is she
it looked like she
doing
has
sitting
legs,
in
but
the
it looks like
wagon?
she's missing an arm. I thought she was just sitting in a wagon.
I don't know. I don't see legs. I don't s I'm not sure if her legs are
Yeah. No, she has
folded.
legs.
She's missing an arm for
She has
sure.
legs. She is missing an arm and an
Do you see the legs? I don't see the legs.
I see feet in one of the panels. Yeah, you can see her feet.
What panel are you looking at?
There's no page numbers, so it's
There's
on
no
the
feet.
second the inter of her scenes, where there's six panels in the bottom middle panel. They look like feet.
Don't think you know what you're talking about. I don't understand how she's pulling
feet.
herself on this wagon, like how she got there in the first place.
She's just sitting in a wagon playing.
She is missing an arm. She looks like she's missing an eye. I think she's missing
Yes.
legs. I think she is. But I don't think this
Okay.
main
Wait, does
character had anything to do with cutting her up. She's there to stop the monster, right?
But yeah, the little girl with the with two legs, they got a picture, baby. Because it's whatever happened to her is recent because her eye is like bandaged, so it looks fresh. Because if it was old, she'd be wearing an eye. She's wearing bandages on her eye,
Yeah.
so I think that there's. Be related to the opening scene with the monsters. Think maybe this girl ran into the mon
And I like this principle
but I
because
don't know
this.
if the
Go ahead.
but you know it's confusing
That scene
because
is
with the little
confusing.
girl because the little girl says yeah. So she comes out of the forest and she grabs a water out of the that's by this little girl. So obviously she knew the water was in the backpack. So she knows this girl. And the girl goes, "Is it over?" And she says, "Yeah, it's good." But then she asks if she can use her shower.
Yeah, 'cause she's
So
full of blood. It's so weird. That's a weird, that is a
she
weird
know
scene.
Yeah, she knows the girl, but she's friends with her or something? I don't know.
don't know. But then it cuts to like this kid getting picked on later on by these other two kids, and he ends up in the principal's office.
Right, the one kid who lived.
Yeah. And the principal likes this kid at all. Like, I mean, he likes this kid with the glasses that told the story at the beginning of the story. And then our heroine, who I think it is, sees how many kids are missing in this town. And then she meets up with the main character. And then he flashes back to all his friends being murdered. And it looks like some weird anachrid monster, like spider-like creature. And it looks like these two are going to go try to kill the monster.
Yep.
I liked it.
Yeah, so did I.
This book was hot, but it was the variant cover that was hot because of the main. It featured our main character on the cover with her mask
No.
on. We have You Are Obsolete, number 1 and 2 from Aftershock. This was another weird children comic, horror comic.
Yeah, you're right. The theme here, children's
Yeah.
stories.
I didn't know what this was. I was listening to comic book page and they were talking about it, and I was like, I want to read this. I read the first two issues and I'm kind of glad I read them together. Because I don't think I would have had a really good. I still don't have a really good grasp of where they're going with this. But we have a reporter who's sort of a famous reporter that's later on disgraced in life.
But you should say how it opens, which is it's a guy's 40th birthday, and he's
That's
got
important.
the candles on the cake, and then he falls forward and dies and lands on the cake. Don't talk, just text. And they're texting one another.
It has a weird vibe of Logan's Run, because in Logan's Run, when you became a certain age, you were sent away to die to become part of whatever they called Sanctuary, and you didn't live past. And they had these like jewels on their hands, and it would tell them when they stopped being lit, that it was they became too old. Well, in
Was
this
there
case,
time?
for some magic 40-year-old thing, and it has a vibe of like Children of the Damned or Children of the Corn, and like those weird kid movies. This whole town on an island is sort of ruled by these kids. The part I don't get is like where
Right, this is
technology.
the remote island that the reporter is sent to.
Yeah.
Because she's a disgraced reporter, basically, and she gets a job offer on this island.
Yeah.
She's surprised that these kids are the ones who brought her there and hired her and are behind everything.
But they know everything about her.
Then
They
everything's
know
weird when she gets there.
they know
Yeah.
how she lost her job, how she got into drugs and sex, and they like know everything about her. And the town like fears these kids. Like they have to follow the rules. Like she's in a bar and one of the violin players starts talking bad about the kids and they're like, "Shut up, they'll hear you." Like don't let them hear you. And you're almost 40. And she
Yeah,
does
well, that's what
die.
she's like. She's like, what do I care? I'm turning 40 in a couple of weeks, so
Yeah. And she does die.
anymore.
Well, I don't know how far I could go with this because I don't know where the delineation happens between 1 and 2.
Next. Yeah, I think the first one just kind of ended right after that.
Well, the one in issue one, they. That's creepy how they're driving around in the car and like every single kid in the town is in that car. But
It's like a clown car.
it's like a clown car. And they play more on it in issue two, but in issue one, there is like this huge grave site and they're always burying people. And
Yeah, they had that in the first one.
yeah. It's like when people turn 40, people die. And some of the adults just act really weird in this story. What did you think? You just read one issue. Is this something that you're gonna pursue or?
That my comment on this is interesting, and here's what I said. I said the vibe was right, which is what you said,
Yeah.
but there wasn't a me.
Yeah, there
So,
was.
like, it was interesting, and they're setting up this mystery, but there was nothing that really hooked me and like grabbed me.
Yeah, everything
I
you
mean,
saw
it
was
was,
well done. It just,
yeah, the
what is
vibe was
the.
perfect
Yeah.
and mysterious for sure. But in the end, like, okay, do I care though? Like,
Yeah.
I don't really care about any of these characters, so. So I was curious. I gave it a 4 out of 5, but I'm a question mark on the trade.
I gave it a 4 out of 5 too. What did you give Something Is Killing the Children?
Four out of 5.
Okay. Which one did you like more between the two?
Believe.
Like, which one, if you had to pursue a trade right now, either this, the,
Okay.
which one would you go for?
Probably go for You Are Obsolete just because I'm curious about the mystery and what's
I'm still
on.
damn curious, and I'm 2 issues in, so
The
I'm dying to know
other
that
one.
this guy's a film guy. I don't know if you knew. I don't know how many
Oh, the writer.
comics he's done, but he's done film and TV, I think. And
Oh yeah, I think I did read
it's paced really
the
well,
backup.
like it is a mystery, but it's really hard to read in a single. Like, you don't get enough, but you're curious. Like, what is happening? You want to know.
Yeah, because I got the basic gist of it, right? These kids are. People are dying at 40, and there's this group of kids who run this island who are obviously responsible for it. Beyond that, I don't know why or how they're doing it or what the purpose
Yeah.
of it is. I say that I would pick this one probably because the other one was well written and everything, but it's. I know where it's going, right? He's going to fight these monsters and. It's going to be an interesting story about fighting a monster,
Right.
and is just has me more curious because I have no idea where what's going to happen. Eventually, this woman's going to face up to these kids, obviously,
Yeah.
but what these kids are doing or why, I have no idea, or how.
What else do we have? I think we have one more, I think. Oh, we have we have Unholy Argent versus Onyx.
Oh,
Did
we
you
do
read
have
the
that.
Well, can I ask you a question on this one? Did you read number
Yes.
zero or did you read number one?
Didn't know there was a number zero.
Yeah, there's a number zero. I didn't read
Oh,
number
dang it. Now
zero.
I gotta get number.
I read number one. The other thing
Has a number zero?
that I found that's fascinating, and I don't blame him for not putting it in here, but God, I don't see
There's no
Pat Shan.
writer.
There's no writer, and we know it was solicited as
Who the
Pat
writer? I
Shan.
don't know who the writer is. I don't know who the writer is. I wonder why I didn't put his name in here.
But maybe
I thought the exact same thing.
But no, but when I read both issues, and it's not in the second issue either, so it's not like
They forgot it.
they forgot it. This is not. And I began to think, is like, if you're in the comics industry, would you want somebody to know that you wrote this? Because
You wrote.
it is filthy nasty. It is filthy nasty. And
It is filthy.
but it's pretty erotic. It's pretty arousing. And the art is freaking amazing. It is violent.
Yeah, so there's three stories in each issue. There's the main one, Argent versus Onyx, and then there's two backups, one about Argent and one about Onyx. So kind of like some back history of them.
And then let's not forget, then
Some
they,
stories of their past.
and then at the end they
Oh yeah,
take
and then
the
there's a third, the fourth story.
that one's weird, because what they do is they take every single scene, and every single scene is in nude, like no matter what, so there's no
Oh, the
clothes
first,
on
yeah, the first story. Yeah,
it.
they take the first story, and but everyone, well, the women. I don't think the dudes are dudes, just the women.
Yeah. But it's about these, in general, it's about this organization that's doing experiments on women and splicing them with monsters, essentially. And they turn into these, like,
Right.
hybrid women or clones that can fight. And I think the first woman, who I don't really know who it is, other than she's a prostitute of some sort, the scene opens up
Yeah, it's
and
like Wendy.
She's like
Yeah, I think it's
waking.
Wendy.
Wendy's waking up, and she has a customer at the door. So she undresses and she's like, "Yeah, give me the money. Put on a condom and then pick a hole."
So pick a hole in rock and roll.
Pick a hole in rock and roll, and you're like, "Holy crap!" And this guy's got a weird fetish. So you know she's super powered because he's got this thing where he wants to choke her, and while he's having his orgasm, so he's like choking her, and then she so he comes and leaves, and she says, "When you have some more money for another ride," and then she says, "Fuck you later." And then she goes playing video games, and it looks like
Well, she's like, yeah.
she's playing video games, but she's showing her cooter to some kid
Yeah,
that's playing
she's
online. A
she's
gamer,
streaming.
yeah. And then she's also streaming people that like to see her pee. It's pretty crazy. And then she goes out there and she's having flashbacks while she's eating pizza, it looks like. That's where I got confused. And things
I
should.
thought it was she. Flashbacks. I think that's actually going on while she's.
While she's
I
eating
think
the
she's
pizza.
eating pizza.
And then there's a firefight
Yeah, there was
between Argent and
fighting.
Onyx. Yeah. And one of them has
Yeah,
the
it's fun. Yeah,
ability
so.
to control her hair, kind of like Raku. If you read Valiant, she like has these like razor sharp hair, and she's fighting one of them, and she ends
Onyx.
up getting Onyx, and she gets killed. And then it talks
And I
about
like
Proj
the Wendy
Proj
character is interesting because she's eating her pizza and she sees the explosions in the background and she's like, eh.
She doesn't care.
she's like, should I get involved? Nah, forget it. And she just won't.
But I think she's one of
While this fight's
those.
going on.
I think she's one of those clones too.
Yeah, she.
Because she has that flashback of her getting surgery. And then you get Project Argent, which tells you the story of how this one woman is forming this organization to find a doctor.
Miss Fortuna.
Miss Fortuna, yeah. And she captures a doctor in this lab. They kill the male, and they need her for the experiments, I guess. And she makes her take off her clothes, and this guy has her way with her. And then they fly off and leave. And I think she's the same woman, I'm not sure, that's in Project Argent today, where she's with this big old naked dude and she sort of like pulls out his heart. And then you have this erotic scene with Miss Fortuna. This is amazing.
And well, and that's so all Wendy. I was confused by that as well.
Is she called Wendy?
In the well, when they jump to the present tense, when they do
Oh, so Wendy's the character at the
with the big
beginning.
dude, yeah. So I don't know if she was the first successful one or what.
Might be. And then you got the sex scene with Miss Fortuna. And it's erotic as all hell. I mean, holy crap. I'll just say that this guy
That one
comes
was just a
multiple times.
that one was just a sex scene straight up.
Yeah. But this guy went three times. He even says, I'm exhausted, my dick is raw. And then she says, you don't want to jam it up my asshole?
He couldn't say no.
And you wonder why the writer doesn't put his name in these credits.
I know, whoever the writer was. What? You are filthy, my friend. Filthy.
I find the first part of the story where it's not all nude better than the all nude, because it doesn't leave anything to the imagination in the other scene. Like you're like, why is she walking down the street
For
eating
sure.
pizza naked? You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't.
No, as far as sex.
I'd rather
The
have
other way.
some of the stuff left to the imagination. Yeah, it's weird. I wonder what they do in the computer world to do that. Like if the artist has to draw it twice, or if they use some kind of software to do it.
Yeah, no, they probably just. Yeah, I'm sure it's digital, and they probably just put the clothes on a different layer so they can just remove or something.
Yeah. What did you give this book?
Beautify. I don't think I gave it a rating.
I
What
rated
would
it
I give
X. It's
it? It's rated X.
triple X. It's rated triple X. That's our rating.
What would I give it? I don't even know what I would
I
give
need to
it.
go down to the basement and try to find number zero to see if it sets up some of the plot a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get the numbers. Reading issue number two helped me understand issue number one better.
Yes. And issue number zero might set up, like, I guess the Wendy character more, or like where we are in
Yeah, more of
time,
the
because it
background.
jumps back and forth. It's a little
Yeah,
confusing.
it does.
So that was the Unholy Argent versus Onyx. We both give that a rated triple X.
And nothing is left to the imagination, I'll say
No.
that.
And we're gonna go to my favorite last, which is Pandemica. I like this one the most of all the stuff we've read.
Pandemica.
I think the thing you like the most, I guess, is Revenger.
Yeah, I gave Revenger. Yeah, Revenger is my pick of the month.
Mine is Pandemica. I liked it. It's so appropriate. It's such a weird plot. It's by Jonathan Mayberry. And who does the art? Alex Sanchez. And it's a pretty cool plot in the fact that somebody's taking viral diseases and taking out the poor and taking out people near the border in non-white communities
Right, specific populations are being
are being
targeted.
targeted, and nobody seems to care, except there's one, or see the correlation besides this one rich guy who does have a lot of money assets, and then he becomes the target of the organization because he's trying to uncover what is going on, and he's trying to form a team to help convince the world and find the correlation on why this organization's targeting all these areas. And they're targeting like areas on the border, and it's like appropriate for the time period where there's all this racial tension, and it's a horror themed book.
Yeah. See, you can see it actually happening.
Yeah.
For sure.
I dug it. I just don't know why the second issue hasn't come out yet.
Oh, it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, it should be out
One of the bad guys who was trying to kill them, the one woman recognizes because they were like in the. They were like in the military together, right? Is that what it was?
Well, yeah, they fought together, and there was only two survivors. One was this female, and one was the male. And the male didn't like the female because he was blaming her for the death of this character, and that character that died is supposed to be this other guy. So he faked his death and is now working for this Trump-like organization. So it's insane. I thought this was scary, terrifying, and I think all the characters they introduced were really effective. I think the pacing of the story was very cinematic. Like, you could take this and make a movie right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
It's set up really well. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I liked it as well. That was very well done.
I think that was it. Do you have any other things you want to plug?
I don't think so. I did read Absolute Carnage number one.
Ah. What'd you think? Was there enough there for you to jump in on the bandwagon? Or
there was. I liked it. It was great.
That's interesting. I felt very different.
Really?
But I'm comparing it to a lot of Venom. Like, I've just read several omnibus of Venom, so I have a lot for it to... artistically, it's pretty amazing.
That's for sure.
I fear the plot is interesting, like the whole level plot about Carnage wanting to capture all the beings that have been Venoms before to give to the god Null.
Extract the...
The Codex.
Yeah, extract the Codex, yeah. So in this issue, there's two storylines. So in the one, they go to the jail to find Norman Osborn.
That's Ravencroft, by the way. We just talked about that in previous.
Yeah, Ravencroft.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good scene. And there's the Spider-Man scene with Dylan. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
They're at a shop or whatever. Yeah, but the artwork, man. Damn. What's that guy's name?
Wasn't it Stegman?
Doing it now. Yeah, Stegman.
Yeah.
He's definitely home runs.
I'm reading them all, and I could be affected because I'm trying to read them as they come out. And it's an experiment that doesn't work well with me personally because I like to read. I'm a mood reader, so I don't know if that's affecting how I feel about it, too. So I'm caught up I'm caught up on Absolute Carnage and most of the tie-ins. Like, I think I'm like three tie-ins behind. I don't know if I've read Absolute Carnage number 4 though. And I don't even know if I missed it. Like, I might have missed ordering it. Because I think the last one I read was three. I'm going to have to look it up right now. But you know that Dylan is Eddie Brock's son, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have four yet. So that's very interesting.
Well, that's why you haven't read.
Why did I not order it? Let's go to DC. That means I need to find it. How does this happen? That's what I want to know. How do I not?
You missed them. I gotta figure out where to get that unholy from. I think I just get it from eBay, I guess.
I didn't even know it was until I went to print the covers. Off of my database, and I saw there was a zero, and I had it, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta go back and find it, and see what it is." It's a very interesting series, and I'm gonna see how it wraps up because I do have that woman is a heartless bitch, the one that's cloning all those women, like capturing them too. She killed her husband, by the way. We didn't mention that. That's why she's in charge. They
Right.
call her Miss Whatever, but her husband's dead, and then she killed him and then inherited the organization, and she did it through purposely. She got one of the workers to have sex with her and then convinced that worker to kill him or something like to that effect. So she was manipulating. Absolute carnage. I might have to. Oh, that's interesting. I do have it on order. It hasn't shipped yet. But I bet you it has shipped yet. How do I find out if something's come out? I guess I could go to eBay. I thought I heard somebody talk about it. And then I was listening to a podcast and I was like, I don't have that yet. Because I would have read it because I'm reading it as it comes out. Yeah, I think it's out. So I don't know why I haven't. I've noticed a couple of my
We
orders.
should be getting
Yeah, I think I even got an email from DCBS, which I found really weird because I order so much from them. They didn't fulfill my Dial H for Hero number 6 because they had damages.
it.
And I ordered the bundle for that one because it's yeah, it's number 6, but I think I have 7 already. I don't know what the hell's happening. That's very weird. It's like I don't even have 7, 8 ordered, but I know I ordered it. I'm gonna have to do some investigation on this one.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put on, figure out the mystery of the missing books.
Yeah, where the hell happens? 'Cause it's weird when you order a bundle, like when you first order it until it hits your card, it shows up as the bundle, so it doesn't show up as individual issues. And then when it hits your
Schedule
card, it's
issues,
like
yeah.
it breaks up that bundle into individual issues. And it doesn't look like this is happening properly for a couple of my issues. But
That's strange.
something is going on here, strange. Kind of makes me mad. I shouldn't lose track. Yeah, I already have 7 and 8 in my database. So I've already scanned them in and I'm missing 6. So I need to track down 6 because I might not get it. But it's even weirder that when I go search it, 7 and 8 don't show up. So I don't know,
Right, in
like, if
in
it
your order
shows up.
history.
I wonder if I just search for dial H instead of dial H for hero. Yeah, it's so bizarre. But I have them, so I don't know. I bet you that same thing happened with what is the other title? Wonder Twins? Wonder Twins.
Oh, are you missing an issue of that?
No, that one looks right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with their database. But I know that number 6 I didn't get, and I need to find it. I can't miss a DC comic. What the hell? But I did that Eric bundle,
That stand.
that Eric Larson bundle was amazing because I got like Fantastic Four's the World's Greatest Comic Magazine, which is I didn't know that Eric Larson did it, but it takes place after issue 100, so like right after Stan Lee and Jack Kirby left, Eric Larson came in and told the story as if he was continuing that story, and I didn't know that existed
Okay. Yeah, I like when they do
before.
that. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
cool.
All right, we can wrap this one up. And finally, you're clear at the end of the episode.
Finally
Maybe
figured out the mystery.
it just
Only
needs
took 2 hours.
maybe it just needs a reboot. Yeah,
Could be.
it's weird. All right, well, you have a good week, my brother. Oh, you can reach us at
You
Geek
too?
Brunch. I forgot to do the outro. Geekbrunchpodcast.com.
There you go. I thought you were
And
handing it off to me.
well, you can do it if you want.
Find us on the Twitters. Mike Myers Brunch or at DBM00.
There you go.
Tell us. Mike at comicbooknoise.com or Bill at comicbooknoise.com. And on Facebook, just do a search for Geek Brunch Podcast. You can find us on Grindr.
Grinder? What is that?
This is
I
a
didn't even.
star.
Does that exist? Did you set us up on
You can
some?
find us on. No. You can find us on
Instagrams.
comic Instagrams. Just do a search for
Barb Myers, because she has an account. Right.
find and you can find Mike's secret Twitter handle. Just do a search for Myers
There you go.
Brunch.
Mark Myers brunch.
Mark Myers Brunch.
All right. Well, we can wrap this one up. You did it like a professional. I should let you do it from now on. Yeah, you
Thank you for
came from
listening to the Geek Brunch Podcast.
yeah.
Find us
Next
at
episode,
geekbrunchpodcast.com.
I hope the quality is better than this one.
No doubt,
Because
I will have to troubleshoot my system.
yeah, you have to run a virus check or something. You have too much Argent and Onyx videos going on that streaming service of yours.
They are very intriguing.
I think
Whoever the
if I
right.
I think if I wrote this, I would use a pen name. It would be a tough thing to
It's
like.
well written.
It is well written, and that there's one scene that's pretty damn arousing. I found it very arousing.
Arousing.
Yeah.
My.
Oh my. All right. Well, we can wrap this one up. On that note, see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Maybe, is that Thanksgiving week?
Don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to
2 weeks.
figure it out. All
Yeah,
right.
it
Yeah, I don't know if we'll get together that week, but we'll plan on it or
well, actually,
try.
it's the weekend before Thanksgiving, so it
Okay,
should be
so
fine.
I will be fine then. It's the weekend after that
All
I'm.
right.
Yeah. All right.
Questionable.
See ya. Bye bye.